great privilege. And also, I want to appreciate my father, my pastor, for this great privilege. Sir, I want to say thank you. Please, if you appreciate God in his life, can you do it better? He deserves better. He's a man of God to the core. Hallelujah. He's a real man of God. People like him are very rare. Very, very rare. Sir, I pray that God will multiply his grace upon you even the more in the name of Jesus. Appreciate Mama also. Appreciate Mama. Please help me appreciate Pastor Moshebi for that word of, you know, as he was speaking, I was getting rhema. Hallelujah. Very quickly, assessing signs and wonders via personal revival. I like you to be active right now. I like you to be alive because I have just a short period of time. And I want you to get everything that God has to give to you this morning. Assessing signs and wonders via personal revival. Personal revival. No cold Christian can walk in signs and wonders. Practically impossible. A lukewarm Christian cannot walk in signs and wonders. It is misnomer in this kingdom. Everything that is needed to walk in signs and wonders, they are all wrapped in the spiritual. Everything. All of God's blessings are spiritual. Because the Bible says that, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So those blessings are spiritual and they are done in the heavens. So it takes spiritual vibrancy to walk in supernatural, to walk in signs and wonder, to become robust. And very quickly, what is revival? Revival is referred to a supernatural reawakening. Supernatural reawakening from a state of dormancy or stagnation to fervency. Let me come again. Revival refers to a spiritual reawakening from a state of dormancy or stagnation to fervency. A state. There are Christians who are in a state of dormancy in their spiritual life. There are those who are in a state of stagnation. And then there are those who are in a state of fervency. So there are three kinds, in this definition, there are three kinds of spiritual life of a man. To use thermometer to measure the spiritual level of people of God, they are either in one or two or in three. The Christian who are in spiritual stagnation level, they are the ones who are not going anywhere. They've been born again. Probably they even have the Holy Ghost, but they are not making progress in their spiritual life. These are the ones who are still praying the prayer of bless me, bless my father, bless my mother prayers. They want to come out from their house. Oh God, thank you for this morning. I bless you. As I go out, go with me, bless my butter and bread. And they go. They want to eat, Father, sanctify this food in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they go. This is their lifestyle revolves around this. They are the ones who cannot pray. They are the ones who cannot fast. They are the ones who cannot read the Bible. They are the ones who don't enjoy long service. They are the ones who come to church late. They are the ones who come to church when pastor is about to preach, and the moment they share grace, they carry their Bible and they go. Their life is the same circle. The same devil that is tormenting them is the same one that is tormenting them. The same prayer is the same prayer they pray. The same scripture is the same scripture they quote. There's no improvement in their spiritual life. They are stagnated. Nothing is moving. Nothing is progressing. Nothing is fast forwarding. Nothing is shaking. Nothing is changing. Everything on a standstill. And this kind of people, they need spiritual reawakening. Those kind of people, when they receive the Holy Ghost, they receive Holy Ghost in 2015, and their tongues is Kuri Mama Suri Mama, Kuri Mama Suri Mama. In 2016, it's still Kuri Mama Suri Mama. In 2017, it's still Kuri Mama Suri Mama. In 2018, it's still Kuri Mama Suri Mama. In 2019, it's Kuri Mama Suri Mama. Brother and sister, that will not work. It won't work. It won't work. Hey, this is 2019, the year of signs and wonder. Don't you get it that you have to hook up to the physical frequency so that you can take all that you need? Revelation chapter 3, if you read verse 1, the Bible mentioned them. It mentioned a church by the name Sardis. He said, you have a name, oh my Sakataya Devosha. He said, you have a name. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis, come on, can I get it? That's right. This day see ye that have the seven spirit of God and the seven star. I know that what? That thou have a name that you live it, for you are dead, a walking dead spiritual man. Who are you? Who do you like this? What come upon you? Why are you stagnated? Why can't you move? Every time they have to beg you to fast, they have to beg you to pray, they have to beg you to pay tithe. Even tithe, you are still negotiating with God. God, no, this I will pay next month. You know, I have to pay. You are still negotiating at this level. For how long are you going to stay on this spot? For how long? The second kind of people are people who are the spiritual dormancy. They are dormant. I mean, this guy, this set of people, nothing. They, you know, in banking, that's what we call dormant account. Dormant account means that you have a name, you have an account number. They open the system, your name is there, yes. Oh, this is your name, Mr. Sule Sinan. They look at, oh, this is your account number, you're correct, your signature is correct, your passport is correct, and even you have that account, I mean, you have the balance in your account. But you know what? Your account is dormant. In other words, you cannot make withdrawal because there is no transaction going on. Nothing is coming in, nothing is coming out. Nothing is going in, nothing is coming out. The spiritual dormancy are people who are not, they are just there. They are not involved in activity, in spiritual activity, in spiritual engagement. Nothing. They are just maintaining the status quo. But there are this set of people, the spiritual fervent people. The spiritual fervent people. These guys, according to Romans chapter 12 in verse 11, the Bible says, don't be lagging or slothful in business. He says, fervent in the spirit. Fervent in the spirit. This is God's desire for you. He said, fervent. Fervent in the spirit. Fervent in the spirit. God wants us to be fervent in the spirit. You know, if you read that scripture in Amplified Version, it said, be aglow and burning with the spirit. The spirit is burning inside you. It said, be aglow and burning in the spirit. The message translation says that, keep yourself well and aflame. Keep yourself well. Your tank is full and you are on fire. That is what the Bible says. He said, be fervent in the spirit. Be fervent. To be fervent means you are zealous. It means also that you are very, very hot. Do you know that some Christians, they are so cold. Everything around them is just like that. The devil are just carrying his headquarters and staying in their room. They are sleeping, together. He just enjoy the peaceful atmosphere in the family. Whenever I want to do anything, if the mother is playing too much, you look at it, what is happening to you? Kick it. Now, headache today. I have an headache. Let's go to the hospital. Next time, when the woman gets pregnant, kick it again. The baby drops. Say, who tell you to did I give you permission to get pregnant? What are you talking to? Mommy, what are you talking about? If the man has a better job, oh, you are doing fine now. Collect the job from him, and the man, all the whole family begin to this because the atmosphere is so conducive for the devil to relax. When the devil wants to lay hair, he just go pop head, and that is problem. They are battling with that. As they are coming out, he goes to another corner, pop another one, poor, because the atmosphere, there is no hotness, there is no zealous. There is no spiritual heat in the family. Nobody can pray. Wake up in the night and pray. Nobody is ready to pray. Even when they are praying, they are just praying. Holy Mary, Holy Father. They are just like this. You pray. Is that prayer? He says, Father, in the spirit. Father, your spirit should be aglow. So your something should be bubbling up in your spirit. You can be gentle and still be hot. You can be cool and still be hot. Your face may be gentle, your approach to things may be gentle, but in your inside, hey, something is bubbling in your inside. When devil try it, it will be heated. Hey, he wants to touch you. Many years ago, I used to have funny dreams. I can't have such dreams anymore. I can't have such dream anymore. The last time I remember, I was dreaming and the devil wanted to press. From the sleep, before I know it, I was on my feet. I was like, what is happening to you? If my body sleep, my spirit did not sleep. Don't allow devil to come and oppress you in your dream anymore. Stay fervent. Somebody shout fervent. Hallelujah! Say fervent. Gone are the days when the devil will come and torment you. Disturb your sleep. You can't sleep again. Gone are the days. Hey, this is a new era, brothers and sisters. This is a new era. Something is changing. Something that is a shift in the realm of the spirit. Your spirit is going to be invigorated right now. Come on, shout amen. Amen. When you cast out devil with one word, here we go. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, after this meeting, when you go back to your room, you will tell the devil, enough is enough. I cannot accommodate you in this room anymore. Enough is enough. I cannot accommodate you in my family again. You've tormented my father. You tormented my mother. You hijacked my uncle. You hijacked my sister. Now you want to talk with me, my turn. I will never allow. I will never allow that. I chase you out. And as you declare it, that devil will kick out in the name of Jesus. Spiritual vibrancy is needed, ladies and gentlemen. You see, in that revelation in chapter 3, if you read verse 15, Bible was talking about another church. He said, you are too cold. You are not cold, you are not hot. You are just in the middle. He said, I cannot accommodate this anymore. He said, I will vomit you out. I will pour you out. God does not accommodate weakness. Honestly, believe me, if I'm a devil and I see a cold Christian, I will make a cheap wreck of them. Honestly. Because of what use? And when you come to church, you will blaster me, you will throw arrow at me, you will throw bomb at me, you will throw mushrooms at me, and then when you go back home, you are cold. If I catch you. And honestly, that is what the devil is doing. Hey, if you want to be hot, make a decision and be hot. One day, we were told that Wicklesworth was sleeping in his house and the devil was, disturbing and scattering everything on the down floor. And the man woke up when he heard the sound and he came down. And when he came down, he saw the devil. I said, so you are the one. If I know that you are the one, I wouldn't have disturbed my sleep. And the man went back. This man was just too super hotted, fire fully fireized. He disregarded the presence of the devil. Because of my time, quickly, I will not go to the benefit. Let's go to how to get yourself fervent in the spirit. What are the ways? This is God's dream. God wants us to be fervent. God wants us to be hot. God wants us to be superheated. What are we supposed to do? Number one, the word of God. The word of God. You see, most time when you pray that, oh God, revive me. You know what God will say? God will tell you, son, revive yourself. Because God has given us the tool, the requirement, and all that we need to stay revived, his word. And there are three things to do with the word. Number one, you will study or listen to the word. Because in Psalm 119, if you read verse 25, can we have it on the screen? Psalm 119, verse 25. Psalm 119. Alright. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy law, to thy word. So quicken me, revive. It is the word that will revive you, make you alive, get to reawakening. Number two, speaking the word. Speaking the word. When you speak, you see. Do you know why God gave us his word? God gave us his word not just to increase our intelligence, not just to make us know, not just to make us aware, or so that we can quote, no. Because according to Hebrews chapter 13, in verse 5 and 6, the Bible tells us why he gave us his word. He told us, can we quickly look at that? Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. And I say, for he, which is God, for he has said, now he wants to quote scripture. He said, God has said, I will never leave thee, I will never forsake thee. The next verse. so that we may boldly say. Now, that quotation, if you extract it from there, you will get, for God has said, so that we may boldly say. So God gave us his word so that we can boldly say whatever he says. If God says you are more than conqueror, then you boldly say, I am more than conqueror. If God says by his stripes you are healed, say, I am healed. You declare it boldly, 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 boldly. You declare the word of God. You say the word of God every time. Then number three, you act on the word. Act on the word. And because of my time, I will join number two and number three together. Number two is Holy Spirit. And then number three is fervency. I've told you number one is the word of God. Number two is Holy Spirit. And then fervency. Join me as I open my Bible to the book of Ephesians. I can sense the power of God here right now. Hallelujah. God is about to do something. God is about to do wonders. Are you ready? Are you ready? Tell your friend, are you ready? Are you ready? In Ephesians chapter 3, he read from verse 14. He said, for this cause, or for this reason, I bow my knee unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Paul was praying for Ephesian churches, and this prayer is also good for all of us. He said, when I heard of your faith, thank God you are born again. Thank God you are a tongue-talking believer. Thank God you are coming up gradually. He said, when I heard this, I knew that something ought to be done. That is something more. Now you are quoting scriptures. That is good. But there is something more. I said, oh, I know that you love to be in church. That is wonderful. But there is something more. He said, I bow my knee unto the Lord of our Lord, unto the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole families of earth is being named. What is his prayer? Look at it in verse 57. He said that he would, that is, God will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might. To be strengthened with mind by his spirit in the inner man. Hey, he said, I pray that God will grant you access so that you will be strengthened, you will be invigorated, you will be induced with power. To be induced with miracle working ability. That word mind means power, and the word there is dunamis. He said, God will infuse your spirit with power. Inside of you, you are carrying power. He said, God will grant you that access that he will imbibe you. He will infuse into you the strength that you need, the miracle working power, the power of God inside you, in your inner man. That is talking about your spirit man. This one you are seeing is an outward man. The one inside that you cannot see is the inner man. Sometimes Bible call it the hidden man of the heart. That is, this is a man that is hiding. It's the man that people cannot see with their optical eyes. And that is the real you. That is the real you. He's talking about your spirit. When devil want to attack, it is that man, that spirit that the devil attacks. If you want to be great, that one is what will make you to be great. Because the Bible says you will prosper if your soul prospereth. That is what the Bible is referring to. He said, that inner man, that man that is hidden inside of you, that your spirit needs to be induced with power. It needs to be invigorated. It needs to be imparted by the Spirit of God. He said, if that happened, then you'll be able to do whatever you want to do. When you cast that devil to get out, that devil will obey you. If you say devil enough is enough, that devil will hearken unto you. Because they have ears, they can hear. And they understood authority. If you use the authority of God, they will have no, I mean, they have no choice but to obey you. That man inside needs power. It needs to be reawakened. It needs to be invigorated. And it's going to be done by the Spirit. It's going to be done by the Holy Ghost. And what is the best way to do it? Prayers. And that kind of prayer is pray in the Holy Ghost. When you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, you get yourself connected to the power source. If you can hook up to the power source, you are ever active, ever active, ever vivid, ever spiritual uttered. Oh, you are so passionate. You are so zealous. The things of God have become a delight to you. Now they are not forcing you to pray again. They are not forcing you to come to self fellowship. Before you come, you just know that you ought to be in a self fellowship. They don't ask you again to fast by yourself. You sentence yourself, I need to fast because something is not going around in the spirit. I can see a shaking right now. What is the devil trying to do? That you go into prayers, you lock yourself in your room as your friends are calling you, let's go to barbecue. You said, no, I will produce it. Just let me settle issues in the spirit. If I settle it in the spirit, I will produce it. And then you go in prayers and you begin to pray to God. As you do that, the power, the inner man is being built. That power is being given to you. And God is imparting that power into you. Come on, can you rise up to your feet? Can you rise up to your feet? I'm telling you, the good news is that you can stay fireful 24 hours a day. Come on, look at this fan. This fan can stay here for eternity and not if we move it. That is spiritual stagnation. The blade have the potential of rotating and giving you, you know, fresh air. But if it is not powered and turned on, it will not work. But brothers and sisters, just plug into the power source. Even though the fan is not rotating and is stagnating, just connect it to the power source. Inasmuch as the cord is connected to the power source, and then you turn it on, instantly the thing will be blowing. It will be blowing, and it can continue to blow like this forever. It can continue, in as much as there is power, it can continue to grow. So what you want about doing right now is to get yourself connected to the power source. You get yourself hooked up to the power source. It will take me eternity to get my breakthrough. I'm not living here. It will take me 10 hours for me to stay revived. I'm here. Something is about to happen to me. I refuse to be stagnated. I refuse to be dormant. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be stagnated. I refuse to be mesmerized by the devil. No longer will the devil torment me again. No longer will the devil play around with my destiny. I can never lose my breakthrough anymore. The devil cannot steal. The devil cannot destroy. And the devil cannot still kill me. Because I am hooked up to the power source. Then you continue in the spirit. Rataya to sute. Laraba soto lutayaba. Iro payate. Something must shift on me in the spirit. Something must happen in the spirit for me. There must be a change. Open your mouth right now and begin to speak in other tongues.